Dr. Cynthia Lindquist grew up on the Spirit Lake Reservation. She has been president of Chandeska Chickena Community College for the past 13 years and says she understands the struggles of the reservation all too well.
It's difficult and challenging to talk about and to address student success, student outcomes, if you don't know what's going on. This community, there is endemic poverty. I think 85 or 90% of my students are eligible for Pell, federal financial aid. So we know what's going on with our students, specific to economics, money, not having money, lifestyle and that, and it plays into them being able to be a good student or not to be a good student because it's a stressor.
Lindquist says in order to understand the Dakota people's difficulties with education, there must be a deepened understanding of their cultural history, which includes a lot of trauma spanning several generations, much of which is widely misunderstood. Native Americans were colonized, forced onto reservations, and families were broken up as their children were sent to boarding schools. Lindquist says her mother's and grandparents' generations are fearful and suspicious of education because it had been used as a coercive tool to punish Native people for not conforming. She says Native people think communally and are very family-focused, and the fragmentation of those core values was damaging.
They want the Native men to become farmers, the Indian women to become housemaids, just, you know, clones of white society and that. So the remnants of all of that, it really rooted in breaking up of the family, which is the center, the core of Indigenous peoples across this world. We survived that, even in as dysfunctional as we might be because of everything in that. But we know and we understand, we get it. And again, the resiliency, the survivability of our people is rooted in that knowledge. The family, the extended family, the heart and soul of everything, then our relationship with each other and our relationship with Mother Earth. That's still very much there, very much alive.
Lindquist says because of those core values, Native people struggle to connect with a capitalist society that is based on money. She says teaching Native Americans to embrace education and step out on their own when their culture is rooted in the collective is a large gap to close. But that's where tribal colleges come in.
There are 36 tribal colleges in the United States. We're in 16 states. We have 78 campus sites. We estimate we cover 80% of Indian country. We were formed to address the issue of college completion, you know, and then completing it from a cultural perspective. There are 5 institutions with master's degrees. There are 15 right now that offer bachelor's degrees, and all of us do certificates and associate degrees. We are accredited just like mainstream institutions.
Lindquist says Native people can begin to embrace education when they understand how to hone and refine their individual gifts and learn how those talents can be used to serve their community. She says Chandeska Chickena Community College offers a variety of associate degrees and certificates and even serves as a stepping stone for continuing education. But Lindquist says endemic poverty on reservations can create barriers to education, even at institutions right in their own communities.
I mean, I think it ties into everything. You know, if I've got a student who can't come to class because they don't have a babysitter or they don't have food or Pampers for baby, through the college we've set up an angel fund. And so it's emergency funding to help. All they have to do is ask or tell us they have an issue or problem, bring in a bill or a receipt or something, and we'll try to help cover that. But it's even bigger and broader than just a simple little thing as having food. I mean, that's not simple. You know, that's people's lives, you know, and they're trying to be a college student.
Another issue on reservations is lack of opportunity. Lindquist says there are basically 2 businesses in Fort Taunton that provide significant employment opportunity, the Spirit Lake Casino and Sioux Manufacturing. Lindquist says the college began a partnership last year with Sioux Manufacturing, focused on teaching students a technology to apply in order to manufacture their own products. She says it's a start, and she's hopeful. And Lindquist says despite the Dakota's historical suspicion of education, she believes attitudes are shifting.
You know, people are seeing education's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's mine. I control it. I own it. And it does not in any way negate my identity in being Dakota. And again, I think the tribal colleges do this very, very well. And part of why we were formed and established was because our people were failing at mainstream institutions, because mainstream institutions do not have that cultural understanding, you know, the dynamic of family and culture and who we are. And we see it differently. you know, and we don't want that to be taken away from us. We want to thrive within that knowledge of what we are, what we know, and what we understand.
Lindquist says because of their traumatic history, Dakota people were taught to be dependent, even though that's a sentiment she calls, quote, anti-Indian. But she says students at tribal colleges are learning differently and are becoming shining examples within their communities. She says now the conversation must be, how do we do more?
How do we do this together? You know, can we even create a think tank just to talk about and figure it out? You know, and I know it's happening across this country in different ways. You know, so where are those models of excellence, those models of examples, you know, that it is working, it is succeeding? You know, and again, from a cultural perspective, you know, don't come and tell me you have to do it this way or I want it done that way. You know, just say, here, we got some resources, kind of been thinking about it. You know, here's some framework ideas.
For Prairie Public, I'm Danielle Webster.